deep dive into the one issue that matters most in a capitalist democracy, money. This is Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, a joint production of the Maggie Dawn Show and the Patriotic Millionaires.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 3 o'clock, and that means we are talking money in a daily segment called Maggie and the Millionaires Talk Money. Today, no millionaire, but a retired chemistry professor. Her name's Bev Pestel. Welcome to the show, Bev. Why the heck does a retired chemistry professor care about the tax code? Hang on one second, Bev. We got to make sure everybody can hear you loud and clear. Let's try it one more time. Why does a retired chemistry professor care about the tax code?
Because I'm a citizen. Got me?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. And when I retired, I decided to move back to my home state of Wisconsin and come back to my roots of living outside a small town in rural Wisconsin. And I found out that the state that I left over 50 years ago isn't the same.
Mm.
And the rural areas in where I live, there are unmet needs. And it's because of what the legislature tells us, there's just not enough money to serve our needs. So when I got a card from a group called the Patriotic Millionaires that invited me to come and get a free meal and listen to some talks on the economy and the tax code, I decided that was well worth my time.
What did you discover?
Well, I discovered a lot that I wish I didn't know now. We've been hearing from Warren Buffett for a long time that he pays less taxes than his secretary. So we knew there were problems with the tax code, but I didn't know that it was as bad as it was and that there were so many loopholes and that there are huge corporations paying absolutely no taxes. All things that your listeners now know all about because you've been covering this now for some time. So the Patriotic Millionaires gave us a real learning experience in just what the issues were with the tax code and how until we fix that, the economy can't work for everyone. And if it doesn't work for everyone, it doesn't work for anyone. So that's why I got involved. So at the end of our 5 sessions of information from the Patriotic Millionaires, they simply looked at us and they said, okay, go to work. And we kind of went, okay. and so we started having meetings and trying to decide how we could organize to spread the message and what kind of messaging we could use that would resonate with the local residents in rural Wisconsin. And we decided that starting with taxes probably wasn't going to be the place for us to go because that wasn't going to resonate. That wasn't going to catch people's attention. But what does catch people's attention is the thing that got me, and that is so many needs in our rural areas that are not being met. So what we decided to do is to start a group, and we call ourselves Economic Equity Now. And it's a grassroots effort of the Patriotic Millionaires. They got frustrated as well, not being able to make any progress in Washington in getting the tax codes changed. So they decided to get some of us out here in the rural areas aggravated and doing some politicking out here on changing the tax code. So Economic Equity Now is focused on, we decided that the best way that we could make an impact in our community would be to focus on our unmet needs. So we decided to use the messaging recommendations of Annette Shankar-Osorio.
Mm-hmm.
She makes such a compelling case that you always start with your values. Start with your values.
Let me jump in, Bev. What are the values? Pretend I'm someone in rural Wisconsin. Pretend you're talking to folks in rural Wisconsin because you are. And tell them, what are the values that we share as Wisconsinite, and why are they not getting, why are those not being expressed in tax policy or the way that we've organized our economy? What are our values and what should we be doing and asking for that's different?
Well, a good representation of that is the first piece of literature that we put out that we actually distributed at 12 different parades over the summer and distributed 4,000 of these over the summer. And what we did was we came up with a graphic that said, we deserve nice things, which is also goes back to Annette Shankar-Osorio. And then around that message, we put the leagues. We all deserve fully funded public schools.
Yes.
We deserve affordable childcare. We deserve affordable housing. We deserve broadband. I'm broadcasting now from the library because I don't have good enough broadband at home to broadcast from home. We deserve paid family leave. And when you send that message out to people, they will look at that message and go, yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the next thing is to get them to recognize what the problem is. So
what is the problem, Bev?
Well, we ask our people, why don't we have these things?
Yes.
And actually what happened here in Wisconsin, the legislature made our job there really, really easy because we get people to focus on the fact of why in the world did our Wisconsin legislators take all of these things out of the governor's budget and instead tried on three separate occasions to put in tax cuts for the rich.
And so wait a minute, Bev, are you telling me that Republicans in the state of Wisconsin took out funding allocations in our most recent budget for childcare, paid family leave, and fully funding our public schools, and instead proposed tax cuts for the rich? Is that what happened?
Yes, they did.
Mm. What were people's reactions to that fact?
Well, that's where things get a little bit interesting, because once you've introduced the problem, then people have to recognize that it's the legislators that we've been electing that have priorities that are other than ours and serving our needs. And so instead of taxing the rich in order to collect the resources to fund our needs, they are continuing to try to cut taxes for the rich. But now here's where it becomes troublesome. A lot of people buy into that. But then you get people that all of a sudden, when they hear the tax the rich message, they go, oh, that's not the message of my clan. And now things get a little bit more complicated. So even though that message resonates with a lot of people, there is a certain cohort out here who recognizes that, whoops, okay, I agree with you on the values, I agree with you on the needs, but ooh, now that you make it political and say that maybe the party I've been voting for is the one that might be the problem, now things get a little bit iffier and a little bit more troublesome. So messaging is a huge issue for us.
So in addition to thinking carefully about how we talk about these things and beginning with values, how is your organization Economic Equity Now helping to reach people? And a lot, I think for a lot of folks, it's the first time they've heard this information presented in this sort of clear way. And you have to give people time with new information. How is Economic Equity Now, in partnership with the Patriotic Millionaires, helping reach people whose interests aren't being served, but who continue to vote against those interests?
We're trying to get as much information out as broadly as we can. So in addition to passing out this literature at parades, we have put up billboards. And what we're using on our billboards, especially in the Richland County, in our area around Richland County, is we're focusing on the loss of UW Richland, because that is something that really grabs people in a hurry, and try to get them to recognize that the reason that it closed is not because of mismanagement from the UW system, although that may be true, but the bottom line is cutting of resources for years and years and years and years. And that didn't have to happen. And if we could get our legislatures, instead of pulling resources away from us, to tax the rich and corporations at an equitable level, that's all we're asking for, just an equitable level, there would be money to fund these things that we're losing and that are hurting our economies. Richland County is devastated by the loss of UW Richland, not only economically, but emotionally.
Yes.
It's been huge. And so we use that to try to attract people's attention. Be a voter and think about who you vote for. And the message of taxing the rich is one that needs to resonate with people. And we've also bought radio time and radio spots that we have on our local station here in WRCO. And we're also broadcasting on a number of the civic media music stations around
yes.
the state.
So important, reaching audiences that may not naturally be inclined to pay attention to this. So important. Is Economic Equity Now a partisan organization? Do you go out and endorse candidates?
No, we don't. That would only make our mission more difficult. To be honest, you have to kind of sneak up on people.
Yeah.
Okay. With getting them to recognize we have these needs, and there's no reason these needs can't be met. Okay. And now carefully begin to realize maybe the reason that they're not being met is that we've been voting for the wrong people. Mm. And maybe we need to start thinking about that. At that point, it becomes troublesome because now there is only one party that's talking about taxing the rich. The other one is all about cutting taxes for the rich. So it becomes, people recognize it becomes a partisan issue when it shouldn't. It should be a common sense issue of everybody should be paying their fair share. But we've been brainwashed for so long that if you tax corporations, they're going to take their jobs and go away, that they're the job creators. No, they're not. Okay. Or if you tax the rich, then they're just going to take their money and go away. We've got hurdles to overcome in the messaging that's been used in these rural areas for so long that politicians have used as an excuse. Mm. For not providing us the right resources that we need and not providing the tax reform that we need in order to serve these needs. So when the Patriotic Millionaires came to town, I was happy.
Folks, that's Bev Pestel, a retired chemistry professor, originally from Wisconsin, moved back here after she retired, took a look around and figured out, hey, we got unmet needs in her rural community, just like yours. We got to fix the tax code to start to meet those needs. Thanks so much, Bev. Where can folks find out more about your group, Economic Equity Now?
You can follow us on Facebook at Economic Equity Now. It's a mouthful, isn't it? Economic Equity Now. Okay. We also have an email, economicequitynow@gmail.com, where you can communicate with us and let us know if you want to join us and see if you can help us spread this message.
And that's
so thanks, Maggie.
Absolutely. Economic Equity Now at Gmail. Folks, reach out to Bev. Talk about the very sexy tax policy problems that will help unlock your future, your kids' future, and secure our today. Thank you so much, Bev. I appreciate you. When we come back, I'm going to be joined by actress Jenny Slate. Don't miss it.
Thanks for listening to Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, a joint production of Civic Media and the Patriotic Millionaires. For more information, go to patrioticmillionaires.org and be sure to tell your friends. The Patriotic Millionaires buy advertising across a number of Civic Media stations.